Hi, everyone. I'm Dan McDonald, here to tell you about a warm-hearted event that happens Saturday, October 12th, 2019, at the Opperman Music Hall. It was a celebration of Ellen Tafe-Zuehlich's birthday, sponsored by the Florida State University College of Music. In a touching tribute, many student artists and faculty came together to perform works by Ellen Zuehlich. It is my very good fortune to have with me here in Studio B a few of those artists performing works at that event. I'm greeting a talented violinist, now a graduate teaching assistant. Welcome, Pedro Maia.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us here today.
And I have a cellist. Thank you very much for coming, Vincent Leung.
Thank you for inviting.
And a violist, Albert McCallus.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Well, Albert, who is your teacher?
My teacher currently right now is Dr. Pamela Ryan. I'm really learning a lot.
Where is your home?
I came from the Philippines. I live in the capital city, Manila. Came here in the United States in the year 2016. I've already finished my master's degree.
So you're an advanced degree?
I'm currently pursuing a doctorate degree in Florida State University.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Vincent Leung.
Yes.
Who is your teacher?
My current teacher is Professor Gregory Sauer, and this is my second year of working with Professor Sauer, and I really learned a lot from him. I'm currently in my second year of doctoral study.
And where is your home?
My home is Hong Kong. In the States, actually, I did two master's degrees. The first one, I did it at Kent State University, a master's degree in chamber music, and the second one is my master's in cello performance and Suzuki pedagogy.
Congratulations. That's impressive.
Oh, thank you.
Well, Pedro, I know you've been here before, and I'm saying welcome back. You're from Brazil.
Yes, I'm from Brazil. I'm also from the capital, Brasilia.
Who are you studying with?
Shannon Thomas, who is also wonderful. You probably heard her in the performance for Miss Zuehlich too. She played one of her solo pieces for violin.
Absolutely. I've got her recording and I play it all the time here.
Yes.
Well, I just was wondering about the trio. Trio Nobile? How in the world did you come up with a name like that?
Well, it's a funny thing, actually, because we were in Italy for a chamber music festival. Actually, the director of the festival is Stephen DeCode, one of our piano professors who played with Dr. Thomas.
Oh, yes. I remember.
Yeah. So we went for this festival and we were joking around with the Italian names. Vincent would call me Pietro, I would call Vincent Vincenzo, and then we just came up with the Italian name Trio Nobile.
Well, we've got some other people here who also play in other ensembles. Tell me about the other ensembles that you're playing with.
The Epps Quartet at Florida State University.
That's a distinguished name. The Epps Quartet has gone on for many years here.
When I was given that opportunity, I was just overwhelmed with the honor and the privilege to be a part of that group.
Trio Nobile distinguished themselves by playing the Pas de Trois for piano trio, and that's a 2016 work by Ellen Tafe-Zuehlich. Can we hear that work now?
Yes, of course.
Thank you. Trio Nobile, that was you playing Ellen Tafitz-Willick's Pas de Trois for Piano Trio 2016. And I'm chatting with violists and cellists and violinists at this event. That was a really warm-hearted event. I met with Ellen Zwillich on the way into the hall, and I had a few moments to chat with her. And she was so impressed with what was happening for her. That was a grand gesture for all those musicians from the faculty and the staff and the students to come forward and do such a fine program. And she was deeply impressed.
I think she was very happy. I mean, she's one of a kind. She really deserves what we did. And it was a pleasure for us to do that for her. We had coachings with her.
Did she come in and help you?
Yes. And she's just a warm human being, very sweet, very amazing humor. It was great to have her presence in our rehearsal.
Well, Albert Michaelis, I'm interested in knowing what your plans are for the future. Where do you want to go and where do you want to be in the field of music in the years ahead?
Well, personally, it has been a newly discovered passion of mine. And with teaching, it's like you enrich other people's lives. And in turn, you also enrich your life as well. I have learned so much from teaching as I have been learning, practicing alone in a practice room, you know.
There are many hours of solitary confinement, don't you? Yeah. Refining your art.
Teaching teaches you also and gives you a magnifying glass with a lot of things that I need to work on, not only on my playing, but also with the way I think and also with the way I communicate with other people.
Very satisfying. Well, how about yourself, Vincent? What do you see in the years ahead for you?
My dream is more or less the same as Albert's. I want to be a professor in cello. That is actually because I believe that without good music education, there won't be good musicians performing on stage for us nowadays. So that's why I think to be a good teacher, you can actually train more good musicians that will serve the community.
Absolutely. So you become not only isolated at the university, but you are in the community through the lives of your students.
Yes.
And
yes.
Their parents and the whole family, as a matter of fact. They're all involved with you as a teacher.
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful?
Music plays a big part in the society. It can provide comfort to people. It also changes the way you think about things. It changes your personality. That is actually something that I've learned from my Suzuki pedagogy class, because that is Suzuki's philosophy to build beautiful citizens through his music teaching.
Pedro, I know you're in a very important position right now as a teaching assistant, aren't you?
It's an honor and a very privileged position. We are all teaching assistants, so we get to help our teachers whenever they need it with other students. And as they said, it's teaching is, for me, there's nothing more rewarding than teaching.
Well, I was just wondering if the folks back in Brazil thinking, are you ever coming back?
That's a hard question that I have been thinking about that a lot lately because it's my last year. I'm graduating in May. Yeah, I got to make this decision soon, thinking about options and possibilities.
I know you must be.
Yes.
Well, I wanted to thank you all for coming here, Vincent Lung, Albert Michaelis, and Pedro Maia. It's been wonderful talking with you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.